今天我们来讲起刚刚在墨西哥发生的大案。
Today, we're going to talk about a recent major incident that occurred in Mexico.
他就是受害者，名字叫做卡罗琳娜。
His name is Caroline, and he is a victim.
曾经是墨西哥的选美冠军，而施害者。
She was once a beauty queen in Mexico.
我不说你。
I don't say.
您可能想不到。
You might not think so.
就是这位看似面善的阿姨。
It was this seemingly kind aunt.
她的名字叫做艾丽卡。
Her name is Erica.
而这两个人到底有什么样的深仇大恨？
And what exactly were these two people so angry about?
以至于这位婆婆跨越了2400公里来追杀她。
So, this grandmother traveled over 2,400 kilometers to kill her.
这位儿媳妇呢？更诡异的是
What's even stranger about this daughter-in-law is
在案发之后
After the incident
死者丈夫直到24小时后才勉强来到警局报警。
The deceased husband only came to the police station to report the death about 24 hours later.
事情发生在2016年4月16号的下午。
The incident happened on April 16, 2 years ago.
在这天
On this day,
在墨西哥首都墨西哥城最豪华的地段
In the most luxurious area of Mexico City,
波兰科的警局内
Inside the Polish police station
一位年轻人叫做亚历亨德罗在律师的陪同下来警局报案
A young man named Alejandro reported to the police station with the accompaniment of a lawyer
他说他
He said
他的妻子在前天的下午被人杀害了
His wife was murdered the day before yesterday afternoon.
而妻子遇害地点正是在艾伦坡路14号203号。
And the place where the wife was killed was at 14 Allen Poe Road.
他所租住的高级公寓内。
In the luxurious apartment he rented.
当警方问他妻子是怎么死的，凶手。
When the police asked him how his wife died.
他认不认识
He doesn't know him.
亚历亨德罗对警察说
According to Arlander, he said to the police,
妻子是被开枪打死的凶手
The wife is the killer who was shot.
他不光认识
He not only knows,
而且他还非常熟悉
He is also very familiar with it.
这个人就是他的母亲艾丽卡在墨西哥婆婆杀死儿媳妇
This is the mother, Erica, who was killed by her mother-in-law in Mexico.
这件事本来就十分罕见。
This matter is quite rare.
而两个人的特殊身份
and the special identities of the two people
又使两个人迅速登上了墨西哥的头条。
Quickly brought them to the top of the Mexican headlines.
被害人叫做卡罗琳娜。
The victim is named Carolina.
她是1999年4月4号出生在墨西哥的恩塞纳达。
She was born on April 4, 1999, in Ensenada, Mexico.
从小卡特琳娜长得就美丽动人。
From a young age, Catherine was beautiful.
在17岁的时候
At the age of 17,
她获得了下加利福尼亚州的环球小姐。
She won Miss Universe in California.
比赛冠军。
Champion.
她毕业于杜兰戈大学，专业是犯罪学。
He graduated from the University of Durham with a degree in professional criminology.
但是在毕业之后
，However, after graduation,
她并没有从事她专业相关的工作。
He didn't work in a field related to his profession.
而是以他出色的外貌
Instead, he used his outstanding appearance.
在社交媒体上很快成为墨西哥的一位网络红人
He quickly became a social media star in Mexico.
因为他有出色的镜头感和亲和力。
Because he has excellent visual sense and friendliness.
所以他也很快成为了当地的文旅代言人。
Therefore, he quickly became a local tourism and culture ambassador.
而且心地善良的卡罗琳娜还利用自己影响力帮助那些生病的儿童做了不少的善事。
Moreover, the kind Carolina also used her influence to do a lot of good deeds for sick children.
在当地
In local,
还真有不少的拥趸。
She really has a lot of fans.
这么优秀的一位女生
Such an outstanding girl.
当然少不了众多的追求者。
Of course, there are also many admirers.
而在这些形形色色候选人当中
Among these diverse candidates,
卡罗琳娜选择了当地的一位小伙子
Caroline chose a local boy
名字叫做亚历亨德罗
His name is Alejandro
而这个亚历亨德罗也不是平凡之辈
And this Arendelle is not an ordinary person
他的母亲叫做艾丽卡
His mother is named Erica
曾经在2016年当选过市议员。
Once elected as a member of the legislature in 2016.
在当地的政治圈是一位知名的人物。两个人。
He is a well-known figure in the local political circles.
新婚伊始和亚历亨德罗的母亲一起居住。
Living with Alexander and his mother in their new home.
开始还相安无事。
Everything was fine at first.
很快
Soon,
卡罗琳娜发现自己怀孕了。
Caroline found out that she was pregnant.
而从卡罗琳娜怀孕开始
From the moment Caroline got pregnant,
婆媳两个人之间的关系就越来越紧张。
The relationship between the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law is becoming increasingly tense.
而他们之间的矛盾看起来也比较稀松。
And the conflict between them seems to be quite trivial.
平常，比如说卡罗琳娜对自己丈夫说
For example, Caroline often says to her husband,
她在生产期间不希望有别人打扰。
She doesn't want anyone to disturb her during her pregnancy.
这里包括卡罗琳娜
This includes Caroline.
自己的母亲雷娜
My mother,Lena,
以及自己的婆婆艾丽卡
and her mother-in-law, Erica.
这让婆婆非常的不开心。
This made the grandmother very unhappy.
而当小宝宝出生之后
and after the baby is born,
卡罗琳娜向自己丈夫抱怨说
Caroline complained to her husband.
她的母亲艾丽卡在没有做任何消毒的措施的前提下
Her mother, Alice, did not take any precautions.
就又亲又抱刚出生的小婴儿。
To hug and kiss a newborn baby.
这让卡罗琳娜感到非常不满意。
This made Carolina very dissatisfied.
就这些看起来鸡毛蒜皮的小事。
These are just trivial matters.
让两个人之间的争吵不断。
To keep people arguing.
但这根本不是婆媳之间的主要矛盾。
This is not the main conflict between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law.
随着婆媳两人矛盾不断增加
As the conflict between the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law continued to escalate,
最后小两口决定搬家。
Finally, the young couple decided to move.
而这次的搬家可真不近。
And this move is really far away.
他们来到了距恩塞纳达2400公里以外的墨西哥的首都墨西哥城。
They arrived in Mexico City, the capital of Mexico, which is 2,400 kilometers away from Ensenada.
在这里最豪华的地段
The most luxurious location here,
波伦科租下了一所公寓。
Holland rented an apartment.
此时的时间是2025年的12月。
The time is December 2025.
而搬到了波兰科的卡罗琳娜生活似乎回到了正轨。
And after moving to Poland, Carolina's life seemed to return to normal.
他又继续在网上发布自己的视频。
He continued to post his videos online.
您看到这段视频
？You see this video.
就是在事件发生前四天。
Four days before the event occurred.
他在网上发布的一小段视频。
He posted a short video online.
在视频当中。
In the video.
他是对口型在表演一段流行歌曲。
He is performing a pop song.
顺便还拿当地的一位名人开了一个玩笑。
I also took the opportunity to tease a local celebrity.
当时的他一定没想到，厄运已经向他袭来。
At that time, he certainly didn't expect that misfortune was already coming his way.
时间到了2026年的4月15号。
It's April 15, 2026.
她丈夫亚历亨德勒带着孩子出去遛弯。
Her husband, Ari Henderson, took the children out for a walk.
在家里只有她一个人。
He was the only one at home.
这时候她突然听到了门外的敲门声。
At this moment, he suddenly heard the knocking on the door outside.
她打开门一看。
He opened the door and looked inside.
感到非常吃惊。
I am very surprised.
因为站在门口的正是她不请自来的婆婆艾丽卡。
Because the one standing at the door was his unwelcome mother-in-law, Alice.
而这次艾丽卡真是不远千里。
And this time, Alicia traveled a long distance.
开车超过30多个小时
driving for more than 30 hours
从恩塞纳德来到了波兰克
from Ensenada to Poland
而恰此时
and just then
她的丈夫亚历亨德勒也回到了
her husband Alexander also returned home
家进门之后
after entering the door
母亲艾丽卡对儿子亚历亨德勒说
Mother Erica told her son Alexander,
说他和儿媳妇有几句话要说。
He has a few things to say to his daughter-in-law.
于是亚历桑德抱着孩子走进了自己的房间。之后
Then Arlie Sang left the room with the child.
惊心动魄的45秒开始了。
The thrilling 45 seconds began.
而这一切都被家里的摄像头拍了下来。
And all of this was recorded by the cameras at home.
艾丽卡说
Alice said,
我想喝水。
I want to drink water.
卡琳娜俯身去给人拿常温的矿泉水。
Lena bent down to pick up a bottle of room temperature mineral water.
水。艾丽卡这时说我想喝冰水。
Alice said at this time that she wanted to drink ice water.
水，卡琳。
Karina.
那于是进了厨房。
Then entered the kitchen.
房，想去冰箱给她去拿冰水。
I want to go to the refrigerator to get ice water.
水，而这时候枪声响起来。
And at this time the gunshots rang out.
随后就是卡琳娜的惨叫声。
Then came Karina's scream.
而枪声之后
After the gunshot,
圣廷就拍下了这段在网上最有名的对话。
Saint Fong took a picture of this very famous dialogue on the internet.
儿子平静地说
My son said calmly,
你做了什么
What did you do?
你疯了吗
Are you crazy?
母亲也和儿子一样
Mother also, like her son,
平静淡淡地说
said calmly,
没什么
Now then,
是他惹我生气了
He made me angry.
儿子说他是孩子的妈妈
Son said he was the child's mother.
我的亲人
My relatives.
母亲说你是我的
Mother says you are mine.
他把你从我身边偷走了
He stole you from me.
而据事后警方调查
According to the subsequent police investigation,
艾丽卡至少向卡琳娜开了12枪。
Alicia fired at least 12 shots at Carolina.
行凶完之后的母亲一点也不慌张。
After the perpetrator finished, the mother didn't panic.
她打电话叫了一辆出租车。
She called a taxi.
在那里静静地等了20分钟之后。
After waiting in silence for 20 minutes.
带着她从恩塞纳达就已经准备好了。
He was ready to go from Ensenada.
大箱子不慌不忙地离开了公寓。
The big box left the apartment calmly.
而之后。
And then,
丈夫亚历亨德罗的表现更加令人意外。
The performance of husband Alexander was even more surprising.
他既不打电话叫救护车
，He didn't call for an ambulance by phone.
也没报警
，Didn't report it.
他和被残忍枪杀的妻子待了24小时之后，才联系到律师。
He contacted a lawyer only after 24 hours of being with his wife, who had been brutally murdered.
一起到警局报了警。
Go to the police station together to report the crime.
而犯案之后的艾丽卡用了5天。
After the crime, Erica took 5 days.
在亲人的帮助下
，With the help of relatives,
成功的逃离了墨西哥。
Successfully escaped from Mexico,
逃到了委内瑞拉
fled to Venezuela.
而在15天之后
after 15 days,
上了国际通缉令的艾丽卡
Erica, who was on an international wanted list,
在委内瑞拉被逮捕
arrested in Venezuela.
也许是他有恃无恐
maybe he was feeling confident.
也许是他过于嚣张
Maybe it was because he was too arrogant.
就像事后警察从他的手机和平板里查到的信息
Like the information found on his phone and tablet by investigators after the fact.
他在所谓逃亡的过程当中
During the so-called escape process,
还给他的姐姐在不断地发邮件
Keep emailing his sister.
在邮件当中他
In the email,
他说
He said,
他并不是拿着手机惶惶不可终日
He wasn't constantly glued to his phone, panicking,
而是在委内瑞拉找到了一个不错的地方
And that I found a good place in Venezuela.
过得还不错
It's been a bit rough.
什么都不缺
Nothing is missing.
而且心情舒畅
And I feel happy.
自从艾丽卡在委内瑞拉被捕之后
Since Erica was arrested in Venezuela.
由于国内舆论压力
Due to the pressure from domestic public opinion.
墨西哥政府开始和委内瑞拉谈判对艾丽卡进行引渡
The Mexican government has begun negotiations with Venezuela on the extradition of Erica.
不过财大气粗
However, wealth can be a powerful force.
艾丽卡一家在委内瑞拉和墨西哥都雇佣了强大的律师团。
Erica's family hired a powerful legal team in Venezuela, Mexico, and elsewhere.
而他们第一阶段目的是以委内瑞拉警方当时逮捕艾丽卡的时候。
And their first stage was to arrest Erica when the Venezuelan police arrested her at the time.
程序有瑕疵。
The program has a flaw.
想以此推迟艾丽卡的引渡进程。
This is to postpone Alicker's extradition.
在事件发生后。
After the event.
在卡罗琳娜的故乡恩塞纳达，人们开始纷纷纪念这位当地的名人。
People in Ensenada, Carolina, have begun to commemorate this local celebrity.
在当地人眼中
In the eyes of locals,
卡罗琳娜是一位美丽善良
Caroline is a beautiful and kind girl.
善良而且乐于助人的姑娘
And a helpful girl.
在恩塞纳达市中心的老街区
In the old district of Ensenada, in the city center,
也就是他自由生活的地方
That's where he lived freely.
当地人给他设立了纪念壁画
The locals have erected a memorial mural for him.
自从他遇难之后
Since he left the preschool,
每周都有人到这里来进行纪念活动。
People come here every week to hold memorial ceremonies.
目前
Currently,
Carolina 案件还在进行当中。
The case of Carolina is still ongoing.
而这起案件之所以引起了墨西哥全国人民的关注
And this case has attracted the attention of the entire Mexican people.
主要由于以下的原因
The main reasons are
作为担任过公职
As a former public official
又做过议员的艾丽卡
Alice, a member of the team
她知法犯法
He knows the law but violates it.
并且在案发之后
And after the incident occurred,
在给朋友的一封信中
In a letter to a friend,
他说他只想给卡罗琳娜一个教训
He said he was giving Carolina a lesson.
希望他能够很快康复
I hope he can recover soon.
但是根据法医检测
However, according to forensic testing,
集中
Concentrate
在卡罗琳娜头部的六枪都是近距离射击
All six shots to Carolina's head were at close range
而且有两枪是紧贴着后脑直接射出以这种行刑式的方式去杀人
In addition, two of the shots were fired directly at the back of the head in a manner of execution, killing the victims in this way
在之后的邮件当中
In subsequent emails
他又提及希望卡罗琳娜能够康复
He also mentioned his hope that Carolina would recover
这是何等的变态心理
What a pervert
而且自从被捕之后
And since being arrested
他也没表现出对受害者的任何道歉心理
He also didn't show any remorse or apology for the victim.
另外
In addition,
在艾丽卡逃亡过程当中
During Erica's escape,
他运用了之前的众多的人脉
He leveraged his extensive network of contacts.
也得到了他众多的亲友的帮助
He also received help from his many friends and family.
他利用了自己的特殊身份
He used his special status to
想逃脱法律的制裁
To escape legal sanctions
这也引起了众怒
This also caused outrage
还有作为丈夫亚历亨德勒的表现极为不正常
Furthermore, as a husband, Alexander was extremely abnormal
在看到死在自己面前的妻子
Seeing my wife die in front of me,
他能够如此平心静气地问自己的母亲发生了什么，语音语调极为平和。
He was able to ask his mother in a very calm and peaceful tone what had happened.
所以很多民众认为他很有可能参与了整个谋杀事件。
Therefore, many people believe that he is very likely involved in the entire murder.
而他在案发之后的几句询问
And the few questions he asked after the incident
也只是他事先准备好的台词而已
It's just his pre-prepared lines
更令人不可思议的是
Even more surprisingly
是在案发之后的24个小时里
Within the 24 hours after the incident
他既不叫救护车
He didn't call an ambulance
车也不报警
Don't report it.
而他所给出的理由是
And the reason he gave was
是他怕报警之后
He was afraid that after calling the police
儿子的抚养权
Son, I'm taking care of you
会交由第三方机构
Hand over to a third party agency
够而且他还特别补充
Furthermore, he specifically emphasized that
说他妻子生前曾经说过
He said that his wife had once said
如果他遭遇不幸
If he encounters luck
他希望抚养他的孩子是亚历亨德罗
He hopes to raise his child as Alexander
而不是他自己的母亲和他的婆婆。
Instead of his own mother and his mother-in-law.
所以他所做的事证实。
Therefore, what he did proved.
他妻子生前的愿望。
His wife's wish before she died.
况且经过警方事后调查。
Furthermore, after the police investigation,
在案发之后几天。
The behavior after the incident.
亚历亨德勒曾经有过几次小额的汇款。
Henrich had made a few small transfers in the past.
而收取小额汇款的对方的账户。
And the account of the party receiving the small amount of money.
正是他的母亲艾丽卡。
It was his mother, Erica.
但是到目前为止。
However, to date.
还没有其他的直接的证据。
There is no other direct evidence.
说明了阿里亨多拉参与了整个的谋杀。
It was revealed that Ari Handler was involved in the entire murder.
所以现在阿里亨多拉是自由的，而
So now Al Hentendeller is free.
当地媒体还曾经有一个更惊悚的报道。
Furthermore, local media had also reported a more shocking story.
由于他们孩子只有八个月。
Because their children are only 8 months old.
孩子哺乳期。
Child breastfeeding.
而之前孩子一直是母乳喂养。
And before, the child was exclusively breastfed.
据报道称。
According to reports.
亚历亨德勒曾经想利用他妻子的尸体来给小宝宝喂奶。
Alexander once wanted to use his wife's corpse to feed the baby.
但是这一说法并没有得到墨西哥警方的确认。
However, this statement has not been confirmed by the Mexican police.
如果亚历亨德勒曾经做过以上的事情
，If Rendell has done any of the above,
他已经涉嫌触犯了刑法。
He is suspected of violating the law.
其实爱情和婚姻是一件非常特别的事。
Actually, love and marriage are very special things.
它不仅仅是两个人之间的事。
It's not just a matter between two people.
而是它背后的两个家庭。
Instead, it's the two families behind it.
甚至是两个家族之间的事情。
Even things between two families.
有一项有意思的。
There is an interesting thing.
调查配偶的双方的直系亲属超过九成。
The survey found that more than 90% of couples have at least one direct relative who is also married.
会觉得在婚姻当中两人不匹配。
I feel that the two people in the marriage are not compatible.
这句话翻译过来的意思就是，女方的直系亲属会认为自己的家人嫁亏了。
The meaning of this sentence is that the female's direct relatives will think that their family has been wronged.
嫁低了。
I'm sorry.
而男方的直系亲属会认为自己的亲人娶低了。
In addition, the man's immediate family will consider it a personal insult.
娶亏了。
Lost.
所以一旦夫妻双方出现了矛盾。
So, once a couple has a conflict,
双方的直系亲属经常会不恰当地介入进来。
The direct followers of both sides often inappropriately intervene.
还有就是在这起案件当中
，And also in this case,
这位特殊的男宝妈
，is special dad mom.
这位母亲艾丽卡受不了任何人分享她自己的儿子。
This mother, Erica, couldn't stand anyone sharing her own son.
包括儿子的妻子
including the son's wife.
所以他案发之后
So after the incident
会对儿子说你是我的
Tell your son that you love him.
他把你从我的身边偷走了
He stole you from me.
这也是艾丽卡自己说出的行凶的原因
This is also the reason that Erica herself said she committed the crime.
其实对任何一个人的爱来说
In fact, for any person's love,
都应该有一定的边界。
There should be some boundaries.
如果跨越了这个边界，带来的
if crossing this boundary brings,
往往也不再是喜剧。
Often it is no longer a comedy,
而是悲剧。
Instead, it's a tragedy.
好了。
Okay.
这就是今天案件了。
This is the case today.
如果您有什么样的想法看法，
If you have any ideas or opinions,
也欢迎您写在评论区里。
Welcome to leave your comments in the comment section.
如果您觉得节目做得还不错的话，
If you think the program is well done,
请您关注、订阅、收藏。
Please subscribe, follow, and collect.
艾伦说。
Alan said.
我们下次见，休息。
See you next time.
休息。
Rest is not needed.